Well, since we are talking about wisdom and God's wisdom for a few weeks, I thought I should check out what kind of wisdom people are looking for these days. Now, the New York Times, as many of you know, has a list of all the best-selling books, right? And they break these down into categories. So I checked out the top 10 best-selling books this week on advice. Here are a few books on that list. Maybe you have them at home. I don't know. Here's the first one: The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. There it is. Or The 5 Love Languages. How about this one? Get What's Yours. And The Gifts of Imperfection. Now, true confession, I was surprised to find that I actually already own, and actually have read, to be fair, 2 of these books already. Well, then I went over to Amazon, and I found that Amazon offers over 16,000 self-help books that are supposed to help you find happiness. There are books on romance, and diets, and work, and money, and positive thinking. I could go on and on. Well, we are a people in search of wisdom. Wisdom that we think will lead us to happiness. And we think we can find happiness sometimes by uncovering some new knowledge or understanding. Maybe by trying out the latest health trend, or working towards a great relationship, maybe by getting rid of some of our stuff, maybe by buying new stuff, maybe by beginning a new meditation practice, or learning a new parenting skill. So what wisdom do you seek? And when you find it, do you think it will make you happy? Well, as we continue on our journey through this series, these 4 weeks on God's wisdom, we are spending some time last week and today in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is filled with wisdom and with wisdom sayings that promise a good life to those who are wise, as opposed to those who are foolish. Now, the first time I read from cover to cover the book of Proverbs, I thought it was going to be like a self-help book, a book that would teach me how to be wise and show me a detailed plan for my life. Well, I have to tell you, I was disappointed. The book of Proverbs does not have all the answers. It does not have a detailed roadmap for our journey through life. It does not tell us what job we should take, or who we should marry, where to live, or how to solve all of our daily problems. But today, we find the gift that the book of Proverbs does hold for us. Today, we meet Lady Wisdom. And we hear her speak. She is there at the crossroads, crying out at a busy intersection, right there on the road where everyone passes by. She says, "Oh, simple ones, learn prudence, acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. For my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips." Well, Lady Wisdom, God's wisdom, is not offering us a self-help book. Instead, she is calling us to follow God's ways instead of our own ways. "Take my instructions," she says. "Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her." Lady Wisdom tells us that we should not seek things that do not last or rely on our own wisdom. Those things cannot begin to match what it means to seek God and to know God. We may think that we know what will make us happy, but God's wisdom tells us to think again. God's wisdom invites us to go beyond things and possessions and what the world says gives us value and happiness. In verses 12 through 21 in chapter 8, which we did not read today, wisdom tells us more. She says that she lives with prudence and attains knowledge and discretion. She hates pride and arrogance and crooked talk. She has insight and strength. She walks in the way of righteousness along paths of justice. And those who seek her will find. Well, last week, we talked just a little bit about King Solomon. Solomon, who tradition says is the author of Proverbs. And in the first chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, there in the Old Testament, the newly crowned King Solomon has a conversation with God about wisdom. God says to Solomon, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon says to God, "You have shown great and steadfast love to my father David, and you have made me succeed him as king. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people, for who can rule this great people of yours?" God answers Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for possessions, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you, and have not even asked for long life, but have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may rule my people over whom I have made you king, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you." Solomon recognized that he was going to need help. And not just anyone's help, God's help. Solomon knew that the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, would give life to his people and to him. And this life would be a good life. God's wisdom, we learn today, is not found in a set of rules or in any best-selling self-help book. To know God and God's wisdom is actually an entire and whole and complete way of life. It is a good life, a life of seeking God, asking for wisdom, and learning God's ways. In our seeking, God comes to us and gives us the knowledge and insight we need to find meaning and purpose and know true happiness in God. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." The life we have been given as children of God is a life that is not always easy. It is a life that calls us to ask and search and knock. God's wisdom and the knowledge of God invites us into this life of asking and searching, calls us to put our lives and our happiness, our questions and our confusion in God's hands. Each day, God knows that we are faced with challenges and opportunities and decisions, all that require wisdom. And we find ourselves with paths before us that can take us in many different directions. We do not always see clearly which path we should take. And sometimes because of that, we find ourselves stuck and even paralyzed because we think there is only one right choice, that God will only be with us on one particular path. Maybe we think there is only one thing or one job or one person that will lead to our happiness. But Lady Wisdom teaches us that true happiness is not one thing or one job or one person or one experience. Our happiness and our joy and our meaning come from living our life in God, come from living our life with God. We are God's children, God's beloved children, created with God's gifts, called to seek God's wisdom and God's ways day after day. And maybe most importantly, we are called to trust that God will guide us and work through us and in us, no matter where we are, no matter what we do. We are reminded today that we are called to a life of seeking God's wisdom and God's ways. No matter what path we take, God has given us life, and God wants us to live knowing that we are not alone, that God is with us on our journey, and that God will guide us with God's wisdom. Lady Wisdom says, this time hear these words from The Message. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life. Real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do not squander your precious life. Know that God wants you to live a full life, a good life, a life of seeking God and knowing God. Nothing else can compare to this life. Nothing else can compare to the love we know in our great God. Amen.